What brings you up all the way from Malaysia? What? What is the reason why you come here to Thailand?
We come to pay respect to you at the same time we want to give Dharma.
To me?
To Yong Ho and the Sangha.
I mean, Malaysia, they don't have any monks or what?
Yes,
huh?
We have.
We have been coming to Thailand 31 years ago.
31 years ago.
During Long Pocket's time.
Who?
Long Pocket.
Long Pocket. Hmm? Tina?
Long
Pocket. Oh. And what brings you here to this temple?
Before last time, you attended your retreat in Bodhihart, Penang.
Oh, Bodhihart, Penang. That's a long time ago. That's about at least 6-7 years ago.
Before the COVID.
Way before the COVID.
I attended your Dharma talk at Wat Pali Lai, Singapore.
Which year?
This year.
This year?
April.
Oh. Then what do you do? Huh? As a human being. What? Huh? Working, yeah, huh? You're working, yeah?
You're a teacher.
You're a teacher, yeah? Huh? Working until you're, huh? Retired, huh? Then you wait for the death to come. Just like most people. Born, yeah? Train this body for 18 years, yeah? Huh? Training to walk, training to talk, training to think, yeah? 18 years until you can use this body. Yeah, then you start working. Yeah, until you have no power anymore. Yeah, no energy anymore. And then you wait for death. How much fun is that, huh? But we don't think about it. We just see, you know, we just see this year or next year, you know. Huh? We don't think about life as a human being. We don't think about why we are born as a human being, huh? Why we are born in the situation we are born into, yeah? Do we think about it? No, yeah? We just look around and see what other people are doing and, you know, follow them. Huh? Why do we have, you know, why do we have a brain? Huh? For what are we going to use it? Huh? I mean, the more you use this smartphone, huh, the more stupid you become. Huh? I mean, if he's a teacher, he knows, you know, his students are cleverer than the teacher now. Huh? Because they all look it up on the smartphone. And then they tell the teacher, you know, this is not correct, that is not correct, yeah. I mean, Google or Siri tells me, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like this or it's like that. Huh? I mean, technology is not always, you know, it's not always good for our development, huh? I mean, the old people know, you know, what did we do as children, yeah? We went in the forest and played, yeah? I mean, we invented our own games, huh? And now what do the kids do, huh? At that time, you know, when I, yeah? When I was born, you know, there are already, you know, these TVs, yeah? So the kids were in front of the TVs, yeah? But we didn't have a TV, so we went into the forest, you know, a large group of people, or played ball, you know, and things like that, yeah? Huh? Creating, you know, using our brain, yeah? Developing, yeah? But now, huh? Look at the young people, huh? Do they know anything, huh? They have to look at their smartphone to know something. I mean, I feel sorry for them because they don't really know what life is about. Yeah, I mean, they are born and they die without any value. Yeah? No value to their life, you know. And the human life is so precious. I mean, it is, yeah, from the 31 realms of existence, it is this realm, yeah, where we can get out of the cycle of birth and death, yeah? I don't know if the Swedish people believe in birth and death, but the Asians do believe, yeah, in rebirth, yeah. They probably think only, you know, one life, you know. Huh? God send them to hell or God send them to heaven, yeah. The moment my Christian teachers told me this, you know, I wouldn't believe it, yeah. I said, there's no reason, you know. Why is one born, you know, yeah, in hell and the other born in heaven, yeah. Huh? One in the ghetto and the other one is a prince, you know. I mean, can you tell me the reason? God wants it. Why does God want, you know, somebody, you know, huh, be trained as a murderer and the other one be trained as a prince? Huh? Doesn't make any sense, huh? I mean, if God is there, you know, who created us, you know, it must make sense, huh? He must have a reason, yeah? Why does he punish one and the, you know, I mean, why does he give some some benefit to the others or some merit to the others, yeah? But if you look at Buddha's teaching, you know, then everything makes sense, yeah? Huh? Whatever we do comes back to us, yeah? In German we have the saying, the oppressed of today is the oppressor of tomorrow. Yeah? And that, when you look at the world, that's it, yeah? That's exactly how it is, yeah? Huh? We come back, you know, I mean, this life, we are oppressed, you know, I mean, we get so angry, you know, in the next life you become this, yeah, this cruel oppressor, yeah, oppressing other people, yeah, and then the life after, yeah, we become the oppressed again. And when is it going to stop? Huh? When are you going to stop? Huh? How much fun is it, you know, to work all your life, you know, and yeah, what do you have, yeah? You wake up in the morning at 7, yeah? What do you do? Yeah? I mean, you don't want to get up, you know? So you have the first experience of dukkha. You know what dukkha is? Yeah? Dissatisfaction, yeah? Dis-ease, discomfort, yeah? You don't want to get up, dukkha, yeah? You're hungry, dukkha. You're thirsty, dukkha, yeah? It's all uncomfortable feeling, yeah? Huh? You're tired, dukkha. You need to go to relieve yourself. Huh? Hmm? Or in other words, you know, very plain. You need to go to shit and relieve yourself, dukkha. Huh? And then, after you relieved yourself, sukha. Yeah? Huh? Isn't it so? I mean, think about it, you know. I'm not talking about, yeah? I'm talking about our general day of life, yeah? Hmm? Huh? So when we are hungry, you know, we eat, you know. So we think eating is sukha, yeah? Huh? No? Yeah? But when you're full, you don't want to eat. Huh? Because you're full. Huh? You don't want to continue eat, because if you continue eat, you feel sick. Huh? And then you throw up. Huh? So how can that be sukha? Huh? The same thing with drinking, yeah? I mean, if you drink enough, you know, until you feel satisfied, you know, and then you stop drinking, no? Huh? So drinking is not, yeah, it's not sukha. It's it's a method to get rid of the bodily dukkha. And I'm talking only about bodily dukkha. Huh? I'm not yet talking about the dukkha of the heart. Huh? If we meet with something that we don't want to meet, yeah? That's dukkha. Hmm? And you will see that a lot, you know, every day, you know. You meet your boss, you know, dukkha, yeah? Huh? Some people meet their wife, it's dukkha. Huh? Some people meet their husband, it's dukkha. Yeah? Don't want to see them, yeah? The wife is scolding the husband, you know, it's dukkha. The husband is scolding the wife, it's dukkha. Yeah? Hmm? So where is it? Where is this why we want to live, you know? Huh? What is it that drives us? Yeah? Hmm? We want things, you know, we don't get, you know, it's dukkha. Yeah? Huh? We get things that we don't want, it's dukkha. I mean, how much dukkha do you need to get out of dukkha? Huh? To find a way out of dukkha? Huh? Hmm? Because the human realm is the only realm, you know, that is really, yeah, very well equipped for finding the way out. That's why all the Buddhas, were born as human beings. He's already the fourth Buddha on this planet Earth, There was three civilizations before us, And they all had a Buddha. And there will be one more civilization after us, On this Earth, Where there is another Buddha. And they all be born as human beings. And they all teach the human beings. But they all also teach the devas. But the devas have so much sukha. They're so happy, of course, how can you not be happy and not being in the heavens? Having a little palaces, having all these nice things, Of course they do also have dukkha, Especially the Ruka devas, the ones that live here in the forest, They have much more dukkha. But the higher they are, they have a lot of sukha, So they don't want to practice. And you don't want to practice, You don't want to find a way out. So you're thrown into the, you're thrown again into the next life. And then you ask yourself, why am I thrown into this life? Didn't you ask yourself, why am I born in this place? Why am I born in this family? Why do I have to meet all these people? No, ask yourself, Yes, you ask yourself. Next life you ask yourself, and then you ask yourself. But the next life is not a human life. It either goes down or goes up, And what goes up must come down, Because every day, we do good deeds and we do bad deeds, The good deeds, they might lead us to heaven, But the bad deeds certainly lead us to hell, If we don't keep the five precepts, we go down to hell, Alcohol, No drugs, no alcohol, it's one of the precepts, I lived in Hamburg, for 6 years, In the summertime, I saw the train from Sweden coming down, They couldn't walk out of the train anymore. They rolled out of the train onto the train station because they were so completely drunk, they started to drink at the border, at the border of Germany, because the beer was cheap, And then, it took them 1 hour, to get completely pissed, Just like the British as well, they come to Germany, to get completely, drunk, It's against the precept, Not harming any living being is against the precept, Not taking what is not given is against the precept. And it starts with little things, we go to work and take a pencil home. It's, that's already, cutting the precept, Then sexual misconduct all over the world, What is sexual misconduct? Not being faithful to one's husband or to one's girlfriend or boyfriend, But also sexual, what is sexual misconduct also, A teacher-student relationship, father-child relationship, Or, a professor and a student relationship, It's all sexual misconduct, 100 years ago in Germany, it was all against the law and you went to prison for it. But now, it's all free, You don't go to prison, but you go to hell. And I wonder what is more comfortable. I think the prisons in Europe are more comfortable than the hell down there, That sexual misconduct is number one, No matter if you look at Malaysia or Thailand or wherever you, Or in the West you look, it's so dirty, And fourth precept, In German we have a saying, Before you open your mouth, turn on your brain, Not speaking lies, not harsh speech, No deceitful speech. That's the fourth precept, It's a very good saying, But our mouth opens before we even can't can think, And that's why we do so much harm, A slap in the face is much easier to take than a harsh word, A harsh word, and every one of us knows it, hurts much more, So these are the five precepts. If we keep the five precepts, this gives us the right, to come back as a human being. If we don't keep them, we go down, Be it in the animal realm, be it in the ghost realm, or most of us go down to hell, What did the Lord Buddha say? When Ananda asked him how many people are going to heaven, how many people are going to hell? Anybody of you heard that? Yeah, she knows it because I talk. They also know it, You know it? No? Then the Lord Buddha answered, do you see this bull over there? How many horns does he have? These are the people going to heaven on Nibbana. How many hairs does he have on his fur? Millions. These are people go to hell. So, are you the hair or are you the horn? You have the choice. It's all up to you. There's nothing hindering you. Every moment you have the choice to go in the right direction or wrong direction. So, that's why the human life also is not only the chance, to end, and the cycle of birth and death, but it's also the chance to make the most gravest sins, that send us to hell for 150,000 years, or it can send us to heaven for 200,000 years, Other realms normally don't have, don't have this opportunity, in the lower realms you don't even think about things, You just suffer and suffer and suffer, In the heavenly realms they don't worry about so much, But the human realm, and you just see it, look at our history of the last 7,000 years, history of war, of torture, of brutality, Where do you think these people go? And why do you think so many people are here at the moment? Because they have a break from hell. They just go back to hell, Pretty soon, And then this planet becomes peaceful again, For a while, Until the people from the prison are released, Down from hell. And then, this world becomes a mess again, It constantly changes, There are cycles, where there's very peaceful, And then there are cycles, where it is really hellish. And we just live in a cycle where it is very hellish, Just look at Europe, They're itching for a war with Russia. How stupid are they? He's from Sweden, They want to go into the NATO, have a war with Russia, You really want to? Germans the same. They're so stupid. They think, they haven't learned anything from the Second World War. The French as well, the French tried, The Germans tried, And now NATO thinks, it can go and take on, Russia. Russia is too big. You cannot take it on. They just need to go back, just like they did with, with Napoleon, They just went behind, and waited for them to come, and they, they died on the way, how stupid are we, really, why do we hate other people so much, Why do we have to hate the Russians, Actually, the Germans, when you look at Germany, The Russians helped, Germany, to get rid of the Nazis, And what do the Germans now do, not the German people. I'm not talking about the Swedish people. I'm talking about the government, What do they do, They support the Nazis in Ukraine. Because they are the good Nazis, it's a, when you look at it, it's a complete mess, So, use your life wisely. Yeah? Use it, you know, I mean, practice every day. Yeah? Keep the five precepts. Yeah? How many hours you practice? I mean, you're already retired. Yeah? You can at least practice 6 hours a day. Huh? No? How many hours you practicing? One? Half? Yeah? See the same thing? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, these are. Think about it, yeah? I mean, this life is really precious. I mean, it gives us the opportunity, yeah? It gives us the opportunity to find a way out, yeah? And as long as there is the Buddhist teaching, as long as there are people who are going the path to Nibbana, to the freedom, yeah? Freedom from dukkha, yeah? There is a chance for us, you know, to follow the path, yeah? It will soon, you know, it will soon be, there will be no more path, yeah? Huh? Because at the moment, even in Thailand, you know, they destroy Buddhism. Yeah, they only think, you know, I mean, do things outside, yeah. Building monasteries, yeah, also in Malaysia, building monasteries, you know, I mean, the monks have no worth, yeah, they're worthless, yeah, because they're building this and going there, going there, yeah, but they are not developing their heart, yeah. Well, the heart is the only thing that can lead us up, yeah. It is also precious because we have the ability to go to heaven, yeah. Or we have the ability to go to hell. Yeah? So it is very precious. Yeah. So think about every step of your life what you want to do. Yeah. It's important. Yeah? You understand? Huh? Also in the back rows, you understand? Huh? Yeah? All old enough, you know? Huh? I mean, you lived your life already. Now you can do, you know? Huh? But what you do? Huh? You go eating, now the old people also play around with these smartphones, yeah? Stupid! I mean, it's killing your time. It's nothing else, killing time, yeah? You have so much time on your hand, yeah? You don't know what to do with it. That's why you kill the time, huh? Well, young people are same. You're bored, that's why you go to the phone, yeah. You don't even look at the dukkha. Huh? How can you see the dukkha? Now we don't see the daily dukkha. Yeah. Next time, you know, look at your daily. Going up, wanting to go to work, getting hungry, getting thirsty, getting tired, needing to go to the toilet. Yeah. Look at the dukkha. Yeah. And then ask yourself how long you want to take that. Huh? Understood? I think it's enough, huh? Yeah, you, huh? We don't have much time left, huh? Especially the old people, yeah, including me, we don't have a lot of time left, yeah? Huh? So you better find, yeah, better put all your effort in the right direction, yeah? Kao Chai Ma. When you put the pasangit. Yeah, achapu kao chai net net noi noi, huh? Okay, rapan, anumodana.
Yata varivaha pura pariparanti sakarang eva meva itotinang petanang upakapati Ichitang patitang tumhang kipameva samichato sabe parentu sankapa chando panara soyata mani chotira soyata viva chantu sabaroko vina santu mate pavatvantarayo Soki vikayuko hava apivadana sile sanita vota pachayino Tathāvo dhamma vadanti ayuva no sukhaṁ Alaṁ adāsime akāsime nyāti mitta sakāca Mitanāṁ takhinātana bhūpe katha manusarāṁ Nahi unyāṁ vasokho va Yāpamna pavadevana nātāṁ pētā namattāya evaṁ titanti nyātayo āyāṁ cakodā kinādīna saṅkāmi supatititā dīkārattā hitāyāsa tānāso upakāpati so nyātidammo cāyā nidāsito Petanang pucha takata ulara Balancha pikunang manupadinang Tumhihi punyang pasutang anapakanti Pavatusapa mangkalang Sababhutanupavena sarasoti pavantute Pavatusapa mangkalang Rakkantu sapa devata sapa tammanupavena sadasoti pavantute avatu sapa mangalam rakkantu sapa devata sapa sankhanupavena sadasoti pavantute
Well, I meant in. I don't hear that. What did you say? And the same holds true for the ones who are here, you know. Use your time wisely, yeah.
And put some effort in your practice.
So, I have been putting into practice what you would advise me to do, which is to just jump in the lake whenever I encounter a situation, which is a difficult one.
Yeah.
I started doing it here, and then I continued doing it in the Philippines.
Yeah.
This was last time I was here, and I noticed that. The first thing that I got rid of were the prisons inside my head because nothing changed externally.
No, and nothing changes externally, but inside it changes.
Yeah, I know it felt lighter.
Yeah.
But then, in the Philippines, I started also responding with just the heart. With just the heart, not with the brain, not with the mind. And then that's when I started people responding differently.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just the mind that changed or within my head, but rather they could also respond in a nice way. They could also respond in a bad way.
Yeah.
And I could opt to either just be like, or just, you know, or to fight back like I used to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe just reason that, actually, not really. But then it actually, I realized that even though they may attack me, even though they may say something that is patently unjust, if I do not respond, I actually prefer that. It's weird. And it's like, how are we supposed to survive as humans if we just allow people to attack us and stuff like that?
Be grateful for them. Be grateful to them that they showed something where you can be attacked.
Yeah, exactly. So I was wondering, I've been able to connect it to these past few days to maybe this indeed is my experience of the human realm as me finding out that it really is the ideal springboard to enlightenment, because here you have a choice. You can come back to hell and become an animal, or if you just, you know, be...
Reborn forever.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to report on that.
No, it's good. I mean, see, it's opportunity, you know. Everything that happens to you, see it as opportunity. What can I learn from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you turn things around in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully it carries through to the next few months. One other thing that I realized that it also entails letting go of who I am, who I think I am to be.
Yeah.
Even my career and all that stuff, who I used to be.
You still are you?
Yeah, exactly.
But your ideas are gone about who you are.
I don't have to defend them.
No.
Yeah, and for some people it's a horror to hear that. Like, what? You worked so hard for that, didn't you? But I prefer it.
You still have it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you work for, you still have it, but you don't have the things that you make out of it.
Yeah, I don't have to use them as weapons, like as arguments.
Not only as weapons, you know. Yeah. I mean, whatever you learn, you will have learned, you know, and that it doesn't go away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever you have worked for, it doesn't go away. Yeah. But you don't have to defend it. Yeah. Because whatever, I mean, whatever plant, you know, whatever flower is growing, you know, I mean, sooner or later it will.
Wither and die.
Wither and die. Yeah. whatever wealth you accumulate, sooner or later it will go away.
Yeah, and people defend this, their wealth. It's like, I notice that the older they get, the more.
Of course.
The more defensive they feel about my, for example, just being here, basically doing. I don't know. I don't want to speculate on what they're thinking or what they're feeling. And I should not, I suppose.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Because it's their life. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But by changing yourself, you also change your environment.
Yeah. It's lighter. It's harder in a way, but it's lighter. I can deal with it. It's weird. It's like being in paradise. It's like being in paradise, but it's even if it's hell all around me. And yeah.
That's all, really. Thank you for the lesson. Mm. So where are the others? Tell them to come up. I don't have all the time. So why are you so far away? Are you afraid? Okay. Yeah, you should be afraid, huh?
I introduce you to my family and friends. This is Dr. Sebastian Kong. He's a surgeon.
Yes. Mm. So he sees when he opens up the body, he sees all the suckliness.
He's a general surgeon, plus also specialist in colorectal cancer and all that. And here was our friend, family friend, Ang Mei Lin, teacher, retired teacher. And one Frederick, he's a lecturer in a university in Sweden.
Mm.
And my daughter is also, my eldest daughter is also a lecturer in a university in Sweden.
What does she lecture?
Accounting.
What?
Accountancy and finance and management.
Finance. Accounting.
And then this is my youngest daughter, she's doing a bit of study in London. She's studying about herbs and plants and all that.
I mean, Thailand and China would be a better place to study this.
Yes.
If I can speak the language, yes. I would enjoy that very much, but I can't speak the language.
No, I can learn.
Yeah.
One can learn, yeah. I mean, Malaysian is not so much different from Thai. And Thai have lots of good herbs, you know, and they have lots of good medicine, yeah. Yeah.
My wife also.
London is in our trust, you know, chemical.
And yeah. Studying naturopathy medicine.
Yeah.
And this is my wife of 51 years.
After 31.
51 years.
51 years. And she still is your wife.
Still my wife. I also have a son who is also a surgeon plus gynae and surgeon.
What is gynae?
Gynae, woman birth and all that.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
And actually, we have not come to Thailand for 4 to 5 years because of the COVID restriction.
You're afraid to die?
No. The authorities don't allow us to come. They stop us from leaving the country. And Thailand has to stop people from coming in. So this is our first opportunity to come. And we have actually gone to see some land in Kumphawapi area. We are thinking as a family to relocate to Pisan.
Yeah? You better hurry up.
That's what we have been told.
Why do you need to hurry?
What?
Why do you say I have to hurry up?
Why do you say we have to hurry? That's the question.
I mean, look at the world, you know what it is, huh? There will be, you know, there will soon there will be the world war, yeah? I mean, they're all itching, yeah? Yeah, yeah, they have an itchy finger, yeah? Huh? I mean, look what they say, you know, in Sweden, yeah? I mean, it's not different, yeah? I'm not talking about the Swedish people, yeah? I mean, Swedish people don't want war. German people don't want war. But the government, they are itching. Look at the German government. We don't send tanks, now that they send tanks. We don't send fighter jets, now they are going to send fighter jets. In the end, they will send troops as well. And then we have World War III. And the U.S., let the Europeans, the Grand Armée, you ever heard the Grand Armée of Napoleon? The Grand Armée of Europe, you know, fight Russia while they fight China. And then what do you have? A mess. And I don't know how good Malaysia is. I mean, now you also have a prime minister, you know, that is that is a puppet of the U.S.,
Yes.
The former one wasn't a puppet, He spoke out and that's why they got rid of him. What is with your knee?
No, I say, is this being recorded?
Yeah?
Is this being recorded?
Yeah.
Yes?
Why not?
Sensitive issue.
What is a sensitive issue?
Politics. We are afraid of the authorities coming after us.
You don't say anything. You didn't say anything. You just listen to, you know, to the stupid manco, you know, who says something, yeah? As long as you don't say anything, you know, I'm in your, Now the people who speak the truth, you know, are going to prison, And the people who speak falsehood and lies, you know, I mean, they climb up the ladder. I mean, the Lord Buddha talked about it, you know. The black swans, you know, the white, you know, the pure ones, you know, collecting, you know, surrounding, you know, the black swans who are the teachers, you know, the ones who deceive us, All that, comes all true, So you better, hurry up, England will be soon under the water, just like the southern part of Thailand.
I understand Long Paul said those who are residing in Europe, the devotees and the family members, it's better for them to come back to Thailand than to stay.
The Thais, And if you know, if some of them, some of the Europeans are coming to Thailand, But they normally come only for, for what? Pattaya, Krabi, Phuket, I mean, you look at the people, you don't want to look at them.
called sex tourism. I don't know if you can, yeah? You can try.
There are some among my friends and others who want to move to Isan.
Yeah.
And there are some, like me, who maybe have less ability to move to Isan. Although I've been told calamity will hit Penang, will hit Malaysia. Should I choose to stay even though a calamity is coming? What would Ajahn's advice be to me if I don't move to avoid the calamity?
If it is your karma, the calamity will come. Yeah? Yeah? And the only thing you can do is, you know, I mean, open your heart. Yeah? Yeah? And when you open your heart, you know, I mean, you will know what to do. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But if it is your karma, you will die. Yeah? I mean, we are born to die anyway. Yeah? We don't realize it yet.
No,
I mean, I talk about the youngest, we don't realize it yet. No? I mean, think about it, you know, when you're 16 or 17, you're on your bike, you know, I mean, you jumped all over, yeah? I mean, with 30, you don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You're afraid of what could happen, yeah? And think about all the people, you know, you saw in Malaysia, you know, and also saw in Thailand, who are afraid to die, and they put on their mask, you know, and they, you know, they get the injections, 3 injections, 4 injections, 5 injections, yeah? And now they are dying because of the injections.
I saw a friend die because.
Yeah. I mean, here in Thailand, you know, people, you know, in the morning they got the injection, in the evening they were dead. And not only one, yeah? But the doctors all told us lies, yeah?
He also injected. My son also injected. But still get COVID.
Yeah. I mean, they lied to us from the beginning, yeah? First of all, you know, they told us, I mean, wearing a mask is useless. Then they told us, just wear, you know, cloth mask, yeah? And then they told us, no, that's not good, you know, clinical mask, yeah? I mean, he knows, you know, as a surgeon, that clinical masks don't protect viruses, yeah? They are for the spittle that comes out or for the blood, yeah? He knows that, yeah? And then they said, you know, well, what is it, NP95 or something like that?
N95,
yeah. And does it protect you? No. They still got COVID. If you wear a mask or don't wear a mask, you still get COVID. If you get your injection or not get the injection, you still get COVID. And now the more the people got injections, the more they are likely to die.
Right. Yeah.
And the people who don't get injections are living heavily after.
Still stronger.
I mean, it reduces. I mean, doctors should know it reduces the immune system. Yeah, the immune system, you know, we build up from day one. You know, when we are born, yeah, to fight everything that is outside. Yeah, and now we protect ourselves. You know, with these masks, so that you know that the body doesn't have the ability to learn.
No immunity.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Immunity doesn't exist, you know, the doctors told us. Yeah? Yeah? Didn't they? Some of them. Yeah, I mean, some of them were clever and told us the other thing. Yeah? Natural immunity. Yeah, I know. But it's not only the government. There were doctors who were speaking out, yeah? And what did happen to them? Yeah? They were kicked out of university. Yeah? Huh? They were made, you know, there was a very famous virologist, you know, in Germany, Bhakti, Sucharit Bhakti, he's actually a Thai, yeah? He spoke out, now, what happened to him, yeah? He's in front of the court, yeah? They have to punish the people who speak the truth, huh?
And some even get killed, no?
About this, I don't know, yeah? But, yeah, probably everything, yeah? The world is so bad, yeah, it's so terrible. Yeah. There, in England, there's this doctor, Dr. Campbell. Yeah, I mean, if you ever heard of him, Dr. Campbell. Yeah, I mean, he talks about the excess death rate. I mean, it shoots up, yeah, the excess death rate after the injections, yeah, after the 20%. More than normal. People die out of heart attack. And, you know, some of these doctors, I think it was in Heidelberg and Hamburg, yeah? I mean, they examined the corpses of these people. Yeah? I mean, they found blood clots that are so long. Huh?
We know of young people after the third injection, they cannot walk anymore.
Yeah. I had a friend, you know, who got a third injection, you know, and for a week he was completely down. Yeah. He was also a monk, you know, but he could recover, yeah. But some of them, you know, died, yeah. Anyway.
But we will.
But, you know, going back, yeah. Leave it's enough. Leave it aside. But for you, you know, I mean, the more you meditate, the more you know what to do, then follow your heart, don't follow the brain. Don't follow what other people tell you, yeah? Follow your heart. And if flatties are coming, you know, of course, you know, Penang has a nice high hill, yeah? Actually, there's a monastery up there.
Vihara Bun Raksa.
What?
Many.
Many.
Bali Pula also, we got Bun Raksa up in the hill.
I mean, you got this beautiful highlands, you know, where they grow all the tea.
But it's very expensive.
Western Ridge, Penang Hill.
It's very expensive.
No, I mean, but Malaysia is big, you know. They have lots of
it. Main range.
I mean, you know, I mean, where they grow all the tea. What is it called?
Highland.
Yeah, Kamala Highland. Yeah. I mean, there are lots of Malaysian people living, not only Westerners. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at the heart. You know what it's telling us. Yeah. I mean, a very old monk, you know, he in Thailand told, he's from Kuala Lumpur, yeah. He said, you know, southern Thailand will be all underwater, you know. I mean, the water will go up to Kuala, you know, to the hills, yeah. And everything else will be underwater, yeah? Including, you know, most of Malaysia as well, but the hills probably will be safe. But that is, you know, I mean, so many things will happen, you know, when this world war starts, yeah. And we don't know, you know, I mean, if it hits us or not hits us, yeah. It depends on our karma, yeah? If you have killed people in your previous life, yeah? If you got rid of your husband in your previous life, you know? Then you will die young, yeah? I mean, that is karma, you know? It's frightening, you know, when you look at it, yeah? Whatever you do unto others, yeah? I mean, that's why we have the saying in English, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever is happening to you is what you have done unto others. But you can't tell the normal people that. Yeah? Especially if something bad is happening to you. Yeah? Yeah? If somebody comes up, yeah, you have done that in your last life to somebody else. Yeah? So why do you cry? Huh? Yeah? Or why do you sue the government? Huh? Yeah? Or your parents, or you know, I mean, look, yeah. Children, you know, in the West suing their parents, you know, for not giving the opportunity to do this or that, yeah. I mean, how bad, you know. What kind of karma will they reap, yeah? I mean, the parents who looked after them for 20 years, yeah, after every of their needs, yeah. And then, what do they do? Ungrateful, yeah. Asia is still better, yeah, but they're learning very fast from the West.
Learning all the bad things.
Yeah, learning all the bad things. They don't learn the good things, huh? I mean, in the West, the good thing about the West, you know, they are, yeah, they work very hard, yeah, used to. Yeah? Okay, so. Question answered?
Normally, when I wake up, I will do morning chanting.
Yeah?
Usually,
She's retired. Why is she in a hurry? How can... I mean, this is so amazing, yeah? I was working, going shopping, yeah? The old people, constantly, oh, no, I'm in a hurry, I need to go to the cashier first, I need, yeah? They were not working anymore. They had the whole day, yeah? They're always in a rush. Huh?
During monks Pinapaka, very early in the morning, before 7
a.m. Yeah, it is okay, yeah? Huh? And then get up a little bit early. I mean, that is a solution, yeah? Hmm? when I was working, you know, and I had a flight at 6 o'clock in the morning, and normally I got up at 6 o'clock, yeah? And then I just got up at 4 o'clock and meditated for an hour before I went to the airport. Yeah? Then you are not in a rush anymore. Huh? But now, fix. Yeah? We put ourselves into a prison. Yeah? Time prison, calendar prison. Yeah? This month is, that month is, that month is. Huh? You're not free. Yeah. Every moment you can decide what to do. Yeah? But you put yourself in this prison, you know. Ah, now I have to do this. Yeah? Who tells you to do this? Who tells you what you feel? Who tells you what you see? Huh? The eyes don't know what they see. Huh? Huh? The tongue doesn't know what it, you know, tastes. Huh? Hmm? It's the kilesas who deceive us all the time. Said, so that is nice, that is not nice. I mean, this is green and that is green. We like this green or we don't, we dislike that green. Huh? Why? It's still green. This is a person, that is a person, you know, but we dislike this person and like that person. Huh? Who tells you to like this or dislike this? It's a kilesa. Huh? Huh? It's not you. You are not your thoughts. You are not the memory. And you are not the body. Upa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhan, Vinyan. Yeah? Everybody is under, Buddhist understand that. Yeah? It's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. And it's anicca, anatta, dukkha. Anicca is impermanent. Yeah? Thoughts come and disappear. Sometimes you want to catch the thought and it's already gone. It's like a butterfly. Gone. Huh? Memory is the same thing. Yeah? They don't belong to us. Huh? They just fly by, you know, and we grab hold of it, you know, and think it's me. Huh? It's not your butterfly. It's not your thought. It's not your memory. Huh? But the moment you attach to it, huh, then you have to defend it. Yeah? Huh? And then you will be sorry if it goes, yeah? Or you will be sorry if it comes. Yeah? If you see there's anatta, you know, it's not me, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Yeah? Then there's no dukkha. The attachment creates a dukkha. The desire, yeah? The desire to want, the desire not to want. That creates a dukkha, yeah? Dukkha of the heart. Yeah? Letting things be, yeah? I mean, here in the forest you can see it, yeah? Butterflies go everywhere. There, now it is sun, then it is rain. So what? Yeah. It all comes and goes. Yeah. Just like this body comes and goes. Yeah. And he opens up, you know. He opens up the bodies. He doesn't see a soul in there. He finds a heart, you know. He finds the lungs, you know. He finds the stomach. He finds, you know, what... What is it? Gallbladder and all these things, you know? Huh? Sometimes it takes them out, you know? Sometimes it's just like a car mechanic, yeah? Yeah? He replaces, you know, one part. Yeah. Yeah, it's a human mechanic. It's a human robot, yeah? No? And then we fix, yeah? Yeah? I mean, something, you know, rips apart, you know, and then the surgeon goes in, you know, and stitches it up, yeah? Just like the mechanic, you know, I mean, he sees, you know, the water pipe is broken now, so he fixes it again. So where's the difference? Huh? Why to make so much fuss out of this body? Yeah? Use it well. Yeah? I mean, there's a use for it. Yeah? Use it to find the path to Nibbana. Yeah? That's why you have this body. Yeah? But people use it, for their entertainment. Just like they use nowadays the smartphones for their entertainment. Yeah, everybody has it. Yeah, I know. Even you. Looking. Yeah. I mean, what did we do 20 years ago when there was no smartphone? Huh? We were free. We didn't know if somebody called. Because we were not at home. So we didn't worry about it. Huh? Nobody told us, somebody tried to call us. Huh? Now we look at all these people called us. We have to call them back. Huh? It's your stress. Huh? This is so much stress nowadays. With all this, yeah, technology should help us, but it makes us more stress and more stress and more stress. Yeah? I mean, people who work now, have their smartphone. The boss can call them anytime. Come to work, yeah? Before that, they went home and nothing. The next day they came, smiled, yeah? Huh? But now, the boss called them, it's something important, come, yeah? Search and the same thing, yeah? Doctor, yeah? Being a doctor, it's not a fun life, yeah? Very tiring, yeah? Are you
It's fun.
Huh?
It's fun.
It's fun? Opening up the body? But you don't want to open up your wife, huh? That's not fun. He cannot, yeah? He asked his friend to do it for him. Huh? Because the moment, he looks inside his wife, he doesn't want to touch it anymore. Yeah. You see all this, Anyway, so do you have any questions?
Yeah, if we have the means, I personally think we should move to Isan.
Yeah, if you think so, then go and move. Find some place, But for buying land, you probably need a Thai, to be.
Yeah, we have different category of visa we can apply.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a retirement visa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, some people have the elite visa.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, if you have money, buy yourself an elite visa for 10 years. You can stay 10 years without any problem.
Yeah.
What?
20 years. 1 million Thai baht now.
Yeah, I know. Linda and Asang just bought it. They're just going to Bangkok, to get the stamp. Then you don't have to worry about anything. Things will come, depending on our karma, and we cannot prevent karma to come. What we can do is accept it. And that is the most difficult part. Yeah? If you accept whatever comes your way, then you can be happy. Yeah? Yeah? Because whatever comes your way is what you have done unto others. Yeah? I mean, if you even reflect so much, then you see, it's still in you, You still want to do the same things, that other people do to you, So you can rip it out and then it's finished. Yeah?
But I understand that karma is one thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when the situation arises,
we
still have to try our best to alleviate it, make less of it, right?
Yeah.
And if we cannot do any more, then we let karma take over. Is that correct concept?
Alleviated. I mean, you only alleviate it by accepting it. Yeah? I mean, you can try to escape it. Yeah? And you can try to escape it for 3 times. If you see a thug is coming, want to rob you, you can run, Yeah? And the next time he comes again, another person comes again and tries to rob you. Yeah? Or kill you, and the third time you say, okay, it's karma. Yeah? It's the same thing, we run to the doctor, to this doctor, to that doctor, Maybe there's one doctor, if you have the karma that the sickness gets healed or the illness gets healed, we will meet it. Yeah? If you don't have, you know, we have to face the sickness, huh? Or the illness, yeah, or cancer, or whatever it is. Huh?
Is it your opinion that if we were to run away from a calamity such as a tsunami,
yeah,
coming to Penang or Malaysia, we come to Isan,
yeah,
does that mean that because we are in Isan, a land with many arahants, it will be better for our practice?
It certainly will be practice for you, better for your practice, yeah. But the calamity still can come, yeah. But it might come in other forms, yeah. If the tsunami, you know, I mean, is going to kill you, you know, I mean, sooner or later you will be, you know, you will die, yeah, yeah. So you cannot escape the calamity, yeah. But it is like, you know, karma. I mean, there we have lots of karma. Different kind of karma. Huh? It's like, you know, you go through London, through the main streets, nothing happens. Yeah? But you go into a very dark side street, you know, there are a lot of thugs, you know. Yeah? So you choose, you know, which way to go. Yeah? And depending on the way you go, certain karma will happen. Depending on another way you will go, other kind of karma will happen. Yeah? But about death, it is certain. Yeah, the moment you're born, you know how long you have to live. Yeah? I mean, you can turn the dial a little bit, you know, living a better life, you know, more healthy life, yeah? Exercising a little bit, yeah. I mean, you can turn it around, you know, for 2 or 3 years, yeah. Huh? No, if you don't live so good, you know, you turn it down for 3 years. But you still, you know, I mean, it really doesn't matter so much, yeah. Because, yeah, depending on your karma, you will have a long life or a short life. That's what the Lord Buddha teaches, you know, and we should trust the Lord Buddha that he knows. Huh? Yeah? I don't know what the Malaysians, you know, trust, you know, trust Allah. No, what?
Muslim.
I know. Yeah? Just like the Christian trust God, yeah? But at least, you know, the Muslims, you know, I mean, they don't drink alcohol, yeah? I mean, a real Muslim. I do other things, yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's all right. So, okay? Yeah? So what did your brother, what was your profession?
I actually used to work in many factories, many parts of the world, and involved in production and administration.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer?
I'm doing farming.
The money you put in the saving,
yes,
yeah. Okay.
All the money together.
Put in the box, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's safe there. When are you going to retire?
Soon.
Soon?
Is that too old, is it? Thank you. When should I retire?
Now. Then you have no stress, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Then he will have only the stress of retirement.
This is from me, my friends, and my family.
Yes.
This is from my
family.
Yeah.
No, the moment we plan, nothing goes according to our plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open your heart and do whatever, you know, you feel like it and learn from it. Yeah, yeah. If you do something, know what you want to do, then do it and then look at the results of your doing. If they're satisfactory, repeat it. If they're unsatisfactory, let it. Huh? But we never do that. Huh? Huh? I mean, we check on everything, you know, whatever we buy, you know, we check it, you know, and if it is not good, we turn it back, yeah? Whatever we do, we never check it. Huh? If it is wholesome or unwholesome, yeah, we never check it, yeah? Huh? Because we think that's what we have to do, yeah? That's what the Kilesas tell us. The Kilesas are our boss. They're constantly bossing us around. You like a boss?
No,
boss. No, you don't like it? So why don't you kick the Kilesas out? Then you're free. It's not only defilements, yeah. I mean, it's a wrong, call it kilesa, yeah. There are good kilesas and there are bad kilesas, yeah. And the good kilesas, you know, make us sit down, you know, to practice. But they are still kilesa, yeah.
This time I'm very blessed because all my children have more or less decided that they want to come to Isan. For me, it doesn't matter. I'm 77 now. In 3 years' time, 80 years old. Yeah.
That's when I go as well. Bye-bye.
Not so fast yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Huh? I'm sick. Huh? I mean, people nowadays, you know, at the time, you know, 40, 50 years ago, people were interested, you know, in practicing, yeah? Now look at the monks, yeah? I mean, they close their monasteries because they are afraid of COVID. If a monk is afraid to die or get sick, you know, I mean, what kind of monk is that? Huh? How can we as a lay person, you know, put our trust and faith in somebody who is so scared of death?
Probably the lay people who set the rule. Probably.
Yeah, they come here. Yeah, they come here and said, you know, you get injected, you should get injected. Yeah, you should wear a mask. I said, no. Yeah.
You ask me why there are no monks in Malaysia. Why do we come all the way here?
Yeah.
Actually, long ago we look for fertile ground.
For what?
Fertile ground.
Fertile ground. And he's a farmer, he should know where.
We don't use soil.
Huh?
We use water.
If it's rainwater, it's good, yeah?
Yeah.
Rainwater and dark earth, you know. I mean, it's good soil, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good soil in Malaysia.
Yes, but we are doing these organic, semi-organic, the greenhouse and all that. Hydroponic.
Technical. Chemi. Use chemi?
Chemical.
Chemicals?
No, yeah. Little.
Little.
Hydroponic, no. We just use micronutrients. Because in case I forget, can we come again? I would like to spend time here. I can to practice.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Longpo.
Anytime. Yeah.
Anything else?
And, yeah, she should come back from London now. Yeah. Within the next year, yeah. Otherwise, you will see the fishes in your apartment swimming by.
In the pen, actually, yes.
In London.
Yeah, London, you will be under.
Yeah. Sweden?
You have to go to Scotland. Huh?
To Thailand.
To
Sweden, gradual or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Sweden is high, you know, I mean, but, you know, it might become an island. Yeah. But it's already half an island already, yeah. I don't know what is going to happen, but that, I mean, Europe will be badly hurt.
Will that be like gradual or a sudden?
That will be, yeah. That will be pretty sudden.
Yeah. I'm scared.
I mean, the war doesn't last very long, but the after effects of the war will last very long.
Malaysia?
I don't know. I mean, I know only about what is supposed to happen in Europe. And a little bit what is supposed to happen in Thailand because, you know, one of the Achans said it, you know, 100 years ago. It's not Lumpu Li. It's not Lungta Mahabua. It's Lumpu Dan. Lumpu Dan, he was in Korat, you know, the area of Korat. Yeah. I mean, he had good. Probably Lungta Mahabua knew, but you know, because it is not his time, he didn't say.
Ajahn, if we come here, we stay in Inequity?
Yeah.
One person, one.
Yeah, one person, one, or, you know, lots of people crammed together, you know, whatever you like.
Maybe when we come and so we like we have the opportunity, maybe we can build putti here and donate to build some putti.
We have built enough, you know. I mean, at the moment, you know, I mean, as long as we don't run out of space, we don't build anything. Yeah? If it is not necessary, why build? Yeah? I mean, look at the monks now, yeah? Building this, always outside, building chedi, yeah? And they ask the lay people, you know, to give the money, yeah? And they're all busy with building outside, yeah? And then nobody built inside, yeah? I mean, my venerable teacher said, you know, we have to build a chedi inside, yeah? Whenever some work was going on in his temple, you know, I mean, he really was fierce, yeah? Who did that? We're here in the practice, yeah? And our practice is walking chankram, you know, walking meditation, yeah? And sitting meditation, that is our true work, yeah? Everything else, you know, is not important. That's why it was the Forest University. Yeah? okay, enough. Yeah. Up. Yeah. 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 What?
Venerable Longpo. If by word, speech.
Okay.
You ask forgiveness.
Yeah, I mean. Do it for yourself. I'm not interested. Ask forgiveness, you know. Yeah? I'm always forgiving. Yeah?
Yeah, just reflect on yourself.
Yeah? Reflect on yourself. Yata varivaha pura pariporenti sakarang eva meva itotinang petanang upakapati ichitang patitang tumhang kipameva samichato sabe porento sankapa chandopanaraso yata Mani choti raso yata sapitiyo vivachantu saparoko vina satumate pavatvantarayu sukiti kayuko pava apivadana sili sanichanguta pachayino chataro tamma vatanti ayu vano sukhang pala.
Sadhu.
Okay. Retire. Soon. 3 months. Yeah. Hospital in Penang or?
No.
KL. Oh. They have a lot of chicken cages there.
Yeah.
You know? Huh? You know what chicken cages are? She was in Singapore.
I went to apartment to stay with my brother just to attend your talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see the chicken cages? In Singapore?
Plenty.
No, these high rises, you know, one high rise.
The condominium.
Yeah. They have no land, Monte. They have
yes,
no
I know.
Land. They have no land.
But even in KL, you know, there's no land.
The land is expensive, so
Yeah. And they cram people together, just like they cram chickens together.
Yeah.
That's why I call them chicken cages. Yeah?
Chicken cages.
Where they breed human beings.
True.
Not different. Huh? Okay.
Thank
have
you
a nice trip. If you lose weight, then it will be easier. But because we have so much dukkha, we eat. Huh? And that makes it more difficult for us to move.
Take care of her.
Yeah.
May you be well and happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you take some books?
Yes.